With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It is day two of the G7 Economic Summit going on in Italy, and the focus has been largely on China so far, but it's about to take a new focus today, especially on human trafficking and how to reduce that. Also, responding to the G7's agreement to use those frozen Russian assets to raise about $50 billion for Ukraine to help in its battle, Vladimir Putin said such action would not go unpunished.
Mr. Putin's speech at the foreign ministry in Moscow was a familiar list of grudges against the West. He said the way it had treated Russia showed that any country could fall victim to a similar Western asset freeze. Despite all the chicanery, theft will remain theft, he said. He also announced conditions for peace talks with Ukraine, which look like a non-starter. He said Ukrainian troops must leave the territories of the self-declared republics, while Kiev must pledge not to join NATO.
And that is the BBC's Sasha Schlichter reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has made it harder for the federal government to win court orders when it suspects a company of interfering in unionization campaigns.
The high court was acting on a case that stemmed from a labor dispute with Starbucks. The justices tightened the standards for when a federal court should issue an order to protect the jobs of workers during a union organizing campaign. The court rejected a rule that some courts had applied to orders sought by the National Labor Relations Board in favor of a higher threshold sought by Starbucks that must be met in most other fights over court orders or injunctions.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Another round of thunderstorms swept across the waterlogged South Florida Thursday.
It was scary. A lot of flashes, rainings. I see a lot of broken cars, a lot of left cars.
Thursday was a third consecutive day of tropical downpours as a line of storms crossed the Florida Panhandle. This is SRN News. America's largest Protestant denomination leaves the door open for female pastors.
The Southern Baptist Convention forbids women in the clergy as a practice, but it's not officially part of the organization's constitution. And it still is not, as delegates to the summer convention have failed to pass a measure that would have permanently banned women from being pastors. The vote fell about 5% short of the two-thirds majority needed to amend the SBC's constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A near-total abortion ban was defeated in South Carolina with the help of the only three Republican women in the Senate, and now they're losing their election bids. Voters in this week's primary handed losses to Senators Penny Gustafson and Sandy Senn, while Katrina Sheely has been forced into a runoff. After the three Republican women defected to the pro-abortion side, South Carolina lawmakers eventually implemented a ban on abortion once an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. This is SRN News. Norman Hall reports on a federal civil rights probe of the Phoenix police.
The sweeping probe found police have a pattern of discrimination against Black, Hispanic, and Native American people, unlawfully detain homeless people, and use excessive force, including unjustified deadly force. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark.
Our findings are not based on any one incident or event, but on a comprehensive investigation.
Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego says city attorneys will review next steps, but the head of the police union called the investigation a farce and said putting the department under a consent decree will hurt officer morale. I'm Norman Hall.
Global shares were mixed today after Wall Street touched on some fresh highs yesterday. Benchmarks pushed higher by the frenzy over artificial intelligence technology. Looks like a slow start this morning, though. Right now, the Dow futures are down by 260 points. More details at srnnews.com.